Thank you. Good morning. Hello, everyone. It's good to be here with you and to pick up where Terry left off and sort of leap into where we're going with Windows Phone this fall. The big announcement that we have today is that the future of Windows Phone is about a shared Windows core, and that Windows Phone 8 this holiday will ship with a shared core inside that's common code between Windows Phone 8 and Windows 8. Yeah, we're pretty excited about that too. So let me explain a little bit about what that means, because I'm getting into some sort of technical implementation here, and what's interesting is to get a sense for not only what that means technically, but what its effects are. When we say shared Windows core, we're referring to a set of components that include the kernel, networking, the file system, multimedia, graphics support, all those kinds of things. And what we're going to do today is take you through the implications of that shared core, because really, it changes what the platform is about. And that's a platform for software developers and for hardware makers, and it affects how all these people are exposed to Windows Phone. And that core technology, which is shared between Windows 8 and Windows Phone 8, has as sort of its heritage the Windows kernel that's been around and is in use today by over 1.3 billion people. So this is a well-tested piece of software. It has high familiarity for many people in the value chain, and now that familiarity and performance and reliability is all going to come to Windows Phone. So let's talk in a little bit more specifics about what this means for various audiences of Windows Phone. For consumers, this new shared core is going to mean a much greater choice in hardware. This new shared core technology scales down and it scales up in a big way. So we're going to see a much wider range of phones with a wider range of capabilities at a wider range of price points. It also means some new experiences that you'll get that cross over between your phone and your PC. It also means a huge amount for both end users and developers in terms of the kinds of apps that we expect to see on Windows Phone 8. With a shared common core, developers who are working on Windows 8 have an incredibly easy transition to Windows Phone. And developers who've done work for Windows Phone already can move their apps quickly and easily to Windows 8. And in that situation, everyone benefits. It's better for consumers, it's better for developers, and it's better for our hardware partners as well, because the ecosystem grows and gets more healthy. The hardware partners in particular benefit from the shared core in some really interesting ways. At the heart of that shared core, the kernel exposes a driver model for many of the devices and components in a phone or a slate or a laptop or a PC. When that code is in common, many of the companies that build those parts and have to author software drivers for those parts can author those drivers one time, build them to high quality, and expose that hardware goodness across a very wide range of devices, from the beefiest desktop PC to a thin, easy-to-use, great battery life slate, down to a low-cost Windows phone. Again, everyone benefits. The quality improves, the performance improves, the time to market improves, it's efficient for the ecosystem and good for consumers, developers, and hardware partners.